Me, tell me something. Owen, man, that was not a fun Thanksgiving. Dom, that's true. Welcome in to another episode of Dom, That's True. I'm your host with the most, Owen Domination 7 Dom. Wow. And joining me is absolutely nobody, because Truman is off doing special things. He's got plans, and from this chair, my hair looks a lot better. Good thing I'm getting a haircut this week, though. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of Dom, That's True. This is episode number 275 with your week 13 recap. Got a lot to get into, you know, all the normal segments. I am going to discuss, you know, season picks, but I don't have Truman's spreadsheet. I just have the stats. But other than that, yeah, we're just going to get right into it as I look at my show notes on my phone. But yeah, so now I have to click on things because, you know, I'm obviously a genius at this. I'm actually just the best.
Ooh, I feel a little weird right now.
Yeah, me too, Truman. Anyway, all right, let's get right into it. With the Chiefs versus Cowboys recap, Chiefs lose 25-28. The defense on third down, just abysmal. You know, we could talk about the refereeing and, you know, what is pass interference. But I don't really think that's why the Chiefs lost. 28-31 was the final score. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 261 yards. That probably should be good enough. You know, Dak Prescott, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Chiefs still find a way to lose a 4-touchdown game from Patrick Mahomes. In terms of rushing yards, hold on, let me find that. There we go. I mean, 58 yards from Kareem Hunt, 30 from Patrick Mahomes, 16 from Isaiah Pacheco. It's just not good enough. You know, you can't have 74 non-Patrick Mahomes rushing yards and expect to win a game. It's just not enough. The drops in the wide receivers at untimely times will lose you games, and your defense not being able to get off the field will also lose you games. You know, Patrick Mahomes took 3 sacks. You know, there were 3 backup linemen in that game. According to Andy Reid in the post-game presser, apparently Juwan Taylor was okay. But Trey Smith seeming still out, and Josh Simmons seems to have broken his wrist. Let me look that up real quick. I'll see if Josh Simmons and news on his injury. Suffered a dislocated and fractured wrist. Andy Reid says, oh, apparently he's seeking a second opinion. Second evaluation, apparently. So, apparently, Trey Smith and Jonathan Taylor are somewhat positive. But, apparently, Josh Simmons is looking around. Yeah. He's not on the IR. If he was fully injured, he would probably still be on the IR. He'll probably get on the IR. So, I guess that's good-ish news. But, yeah, the Chiefs are in a tough spot. Got to win out. 6-6. You have to go 11-6 to make the playoffs. Yeah, just a rough game. You know, once again, you can make excuses about the officiating. I don't think it's really worth it. I think, you know, you got to look at where do we go from here. I think that, you know, the Chiefs' remaining schedule is still winnable. But, you know, you got to be able to stop wide receiver slants, and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb did whatever they wanted. You know, you could not get any pressure with your front four again. And, you know, Chris Jones is getting double-teamed, and O'Manihue, Karloftis, and Dana can't do anything. And they're not out there, essentially. So, and Ashton Gelati isn't helping. You know, Omar Norman Lott was looking good, but he's injured. The Chiefs just got to bring the blitz over and over and over again. And if the blitz doesn't get there, a good quarterback, you know, As much as we make fun of Dak Prescott for choking, he's good enough to pick up blitzes. I don't know what else to say, man. A really frustrating game. Especially with, you know, the Broncos winning another close one. The Colts did lose, though. So, funnily enough, the Colts losing out would probably be a very good option for the Chiefs to make the playoffs because they have the tiebreaker. So, yeah, the Colts lose 20-16 to the Texans that we're about to face. So, giant pivotal game. Let's see, you know, what we can do. But, you know, no kicking mistakes. No really quarterback mistakes. Did we even fumble in the game against the Cowboys? I don't remember. I do not remember. I don't think so. I wasn't too drunk, so I don't know why I can't remember. But I don't think there was any real turnovers. Yeah, no fumbles, no interceptions. The Chiefs picked off the Cowboys. Yeah, about even time of possession, about 2 minutes in the way of the Cowboys. You know, 362 total yards, but the defense allowed 457 total yards against the Cowboys. That's unacceptable. That's not a winning formula. And this is why many people are asking internally and externally on Twitter and Reddit and all the other forums if the Chiefs probably should miss the playoffs if they want to improve as a team. And, you know, many questions are coming down on Brett Veach. Many questions are coming down on Andy Reid. I don't know. I'm pretty annoyed with the result, but it just seems like every one-score game is swinging against the Chiefs and for the Broncos. But everything is still to play for. And we've seen this team be in a frustrating position before. Just remember that they were 9-6 at Christmas last year. So hopefully they can be 9-6 at Christmas again, because that means we'll have won our next three games. And I believe Chiefs 5-game win streak. So the Chiefs have had a 5-game win streak, I believe, in every single season under Andy Reid. So let me, I'm Googling that right now. Yeah, so they're on a 12-season streak of winning 5-plus games in a row at some point. They haven't done it this year. They haven't done it this year, obviously. So if they win out, they will make it their 13th. That's what they got to do. No ifs and or buts. You need 11. You're going to need 11 wins. And that might not get you in. It probably will, because you're facing the Chargers and the Texans and the Steelers in that stretch. So that will probably get you in. And you have the tiebreaker of the Colts, which helps. But you need Jacksonville essentially to continue winning. And you need to knock the Texans out of the race and the Chargers as well. Because right now it's looking like Patriots 1, Broncos 2. They're your division winners. Then probably Baltimore and probably Buffalo looking like wild cards. So you got to win your games. But other than that, I don't really have too much else to say about this game. I think we can move on to the Texans. Okay. So, the Texans. I don't know if C.J. Stroud is going to be back. Let's look up C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud. News. Well, let's just look about fantasy. Fantasy will tell us if he's out or not. But hopefully he's not there, because I think the Chiefs would probably do way better against Davis Mills. But let's find out. Stroud. Projections. Looks like he played against Indianapolis, so he'll be there. He'll be there against KC. Still got to win. That defense looks really, really, really good. And so it's going to be really important to get Trey Smith and Jawan Taylor back. And maybe Josh Simmons, I guess, because apparently he's trending in a positive way, I guess. But he wants that second opinion. He's a monster. He's a good draft pick, I think. But they're going to need him. You know, Will Anderson and the gang are going to be coming after you. And you just got to be able to stop this depleted Texans team. I think the X's and O's you're better than, but obviously the defensive line is a huge positive, and you just got to execute. You know, Patrick Mahomes can't throw any picks, which, you know, he didn't, and they look good. But you didn't do enough. Four touchdowns probably should have been enough, especially with how good the defense has been. But this last week they got exposed, and I'm worried about that. What that means for the season. Maybe Dak Prescott's just good, and this Brian Schottenheimer Cowboys are trending in the right direction. But, man, I don't know. And I'm worried. I really am. But they got to win this game. And we haven't seen Patrick Mahomes really lose a got-to-win game. Technically, because they beat the Colts, the Cowboys game wasn't technically a must-win. But they are now. They're sitting, I think, ninth in the playoff picture. AFC playoff picture. Yeah. I'm on news. 2025 NFL playoff picture. Except cookies. Okay. Let's see. Oh, wow. We are just not. Yeah, the Chiefs are number 10. And you can immediately flop over the Texans with a win. Right now, they're 33% chance to make the playoffs. Man, that is bleak. Only two teams eliminated in the AFC, the Titans. So, I mean, remaining schedule, Chiefs have Texans, Colts, Titans, Broncos, and Raiders. Texans, Steelers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders. Gotta win those games. Gotta win the games. And we'll see. But gotta start with the Texans. Gotta shut CJ Stroud down. You cannot let him pass all over the park like the Dallas did. You cannot give up 75% on third down. But yeah, I mean, I don't got much else to say. Score prediction: give me Chiefs 21, Texans 18. I'm never gonna predict a loss, but man, that Texans defense is good. But I don't really trust their offense all that much. I don't think it's that fantastic. But you got to get Noel Williams out there. You got to get Chimari Connor out of there. And you got to find a way to get some pressure on CJ Stroud. You know, if the Chiefs get two sacks, I think they win. Yeah. All right. Okay. South team of the week. Got to give it to the Texans, who we're about to face, for beating the Colts. Keeping your playoff hopes alive. Knocking the Colts down a peg. But yeah, got to give it to the Texans. They looked good-ish. I don't know. Shitty game. The Colts just looked bad. I'm worried for the Colts. They might lose out. But yeah, South team of the week going to the Texans. Closest score, Gami of the week, that I believe Truman sent me. Who the Scorigami is. Nope, those are the hot takes. Closest Scorigami. Ooh, where is it? It was San Francisco 26, Cleveland 8. It's happened only four times before. Only four. That is not it. That's that red square right there. That's not it. But yeah. Okay. Dom, that's not true pick of the week. Let's just check the NFL scores. I was at Thanksgiving, so I wasn't paying attention too much to what the NFL scores were. I know my fantasy team lost. Let's see. Who won that I don't think should have? There we go. Panthers over Rams. I think the Panthers are fine, but I think the Rams are like one or two best teams in the league. But yeah, Panthers went out there and balled. So we get to post that dumb meme again with the Chiefs with Tiger Woods and Ryan Daly? Oh, Daly, whatever the hell. Season picks. Okay. I don't have the full sheet, but here's how it goes. All right. So this is week 12. Truman right now has a 518 win percentage with 193-1. I'm at 0.544, 105-88-1. The guess is 86-64-44, 44 ties. And the group is 97-82-15. So right now, actually, I'm at 605 for the season. Apparently they got updated. I probably lost some this week. Yeah, so ignore that. But yeah, a lot of parity this year. A lot of surprises, the Panthers being good, the Bears being really good, the NFC North being just crazy overall does not help. All right. 0-2-1 week for the Islanders. You know, kind of a tough week for us, to be honest, with, you know. So right now, scores. Yo, I want to see the previous scores, bro. ESPN, why would I? Oh. So 3-1 loss to the Bruins on Wednesday. That sucked. Followed that up with a shootout loss to the Flyers on the Friday after Thanksgiving. That sucked. And then just a 4-1 drubbing, you know, where you made it 2-1, and then they score a 3-4 on the empty net. So, you know, and that's just rocketing us around in the standings. We were all the way up to, yeah, the Metro is so close with only 5 points separating where the Islanders are right now in first place, you know. And the Islanders are leading 1-0 right now, which is good. But, just crazy parity right now in the Metro. Islanders right now leading in the second 1-0 over the Lightning. So that could... I don't think Tampa Bay is in their conference, no. Tampa Bay is definitely in the Western Conference, which doesn't make any sense. No, Tampa Bay is the top team in the Eastern. Yeah, I don't know hockey divisions that well. I just follow the Islanders. But, yeah, you know, 2 points would rocket the Islanders all the way up to fourth from seventh in the Metro. But, yeah, so there's your quick little Islanders update. Man, I've been flying through this podcast. I'm scared. This might be a really short one. My five-team parlay of the week. Let's find out how well I did. Did I even place one? That's the real question. Did I check all of my betting apps?
Christian Watson, even.
Justin Watson. Pretty. We are salivating. Well, some money got added back to my account, so maybe some bets hit. Maybe my 5-team parlay hit. Oh, my goodness. My 5-team parlay hit. That's a banger. Texans, Jags, Chargers, Bills, and Broncos all won their games for a crisp plus 725. Hit the sounder. I won my 5-team parlay of the freaking week, man. It's been a while. And I chickened out and didn't put my normal unit. I only put 66% of my unit. That's a shame. But yeah, so new parlay. We're going to go Cowboys on Thursday, of course, because why would we not? Got a mini buy. Give me Cowboys and Ravens. Steelers are spiraling. Somehow you can get the Dolphins at minus 145 over the horrible Jets. I think the Jets are just terrible. Oh, man, Bills, Bengals. That's a scary one. I'm going to avoid that. I'm staying away from that. Give me Bucks over Saints. Seems pretty free. And give me Broncos over Raiders. So Cowboys, Ravens. Yeah, the Cowboys playing? Cowboys over the Lions. Yeah, I need some value. I didn't want to click receiving yards. So, yeah, give me Ravens, Dolphins, Bucks, Broncos, and I need to choose one more. Oh, Rams over Cards. That's really free. Or I can get Chiefs over Texans. Scary. I'll go ahead and put Chiefs over Texans. Yeah. So give me Ravens, Dolphins, Bucks, Broncos, and Chiefs. Not a very big parlay, but still, plus 535. On MGM. All favorites. All favorites. But yeah, finally hit one. Of course, Truman isn't here. Of course he's not here when I hit one. Wow. Okay, we've flown right through this episode. This is a really freaking quick one. That's actual insanity how quick this has gone. It's going to be the quickest upload maybe ever. Might end up spending more time talking about hot takes. But yeah, top five things to do in January that are not the playoffs. At number five, I've got the Luminary Walk. If you're from the Kansas City area and you know about the Arboretum, you know about the Luminary Walk. It's pretty freaking cool. Number four, watch Christmas movies. Any Christmas movie at all, ever. They're all absolutely fantastic. Number three, have a snowball fight. If you didn't grow up with siblings and you never had a snowball fight, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. That's horrible. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's number three. Number two, get a hot beverage. Either just enjoying hot beverages in general, whether that's coffee, but for this example, really, either hot cider or hot chocolate. Hits better when it's cold. And number one, do any kind of snow sport. And I'm going to include sledding in this. So sledding, tubing, snowboarding, skiing, all of them. So number five, Luminary Walk. Number four, watch some Christmas movies. Number three, have a snowball fight. Number two, get yourself a hot beverage. And number one, do any kind of snow sport. Let's see if my brother was able to figure it out. I don't think so. But yeah, we're going to have a pop culture minute. And my pop culture minute is going to concern driving in the snow. Fellas, we all know, if our car is rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive. If you have a rear-wheel drive car, get the fuck out of the left lane when it's snowing. Your car will be slipping and sliding. That also means choose your route. There's always multiple routes to get places. Don't go on hills if you have a rear-wheel drive car, because if you stop, you are going to be sliding all the way down. And, you know, maybe you absolutely have to get to work. Try to find a ride with a coworker who has a better car. Or walk, I guess. I know that's not possible, but man, if you have a car that does not handle snow well, please get over to the right, go slow, and be safe. Because how all these car accidents happen is people not knowing how to drive in the snow, trying to go way too fast, spinning their tires.
Strike.
Nice strike. One. I think it's a follow. Somebody followed. I don't even know who followed. But I can't tell. Oh, it's MacDog, first-time chatter. Yes, we're going to get that. That's next episode. We're finishing that. But yeah, please be safe in the snow. Please know your limits of your car. Please, please, please. Thank you. All right. Quick shout-out to our patrons. Shout-out to Aaron, Ozzy, Dylan, Skyler, and Meltbox Kansas City. Open right now. Actually closed in the Iron District. Like, comment, subscribe. I've been Owen, Domination 7, Dom. Follow me on Twitter, TTV, Owen Gosh Domit. You know, follow me on Instagram, OC Dom. Snapchat me, text me, I guess. If you want us to talk about anything on the show at all, send me a message. But remember, the Chiefs have to win out. And they've had a 5-win streak. 12 straight seasons at some point. Could start this week. It's got to. All right. See you guys on Dumb That's True Hot Takes next. Peace.